This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've talked a lot about essential workers over the past year, more at the beginning of the pandemic than recently, yes, but whether it's restaurant workers making our takeout or the people keeping grocery stores humming and the electricity flowing in our home offices, essential they are. Also absolutely critical to this economy, farm workers. They live and work in close quarters, which only makes them more vulnerable. And here in California, one in three farm workers are thought to have already been infected with coronavirus, so there is a push to get them vaccinated. But as Marketplace's Nova Sappho reports, that is easier said than done.
Selma is a relatively small town in California's agriculture-dominant Central Valley. The farms here mostly grow grapes that will be turned into raisins. There's a shopping center off a state highway and a Sikh temple serving the area's Punjabi immigrant community. On this day, the temple's vast grounds are repurposed as a food aid distribution and vaccination site. It's for agricultural workers. There's Spanish language music and the now familiar sights of cars lining up for vaccinations.
These are the folks that have, over the last year of this pandemic, have pretty much borne the brunt of this COVID-19 in terms of a disproportionality with respect to infection rate.
Rico Peralta is with the United Way of Fresno and Madera counties, which is co-sponsoring the vaccination drive. Researchers have found COVID infection rates among farm worker populations are in the low double-digit percentages. That's compared to 5% in the general population nationwide.
I'm really proud of the work that we're doing to try and stand up these mass vaccination events that are going to address inequity in terms of folks getting appointments.
Officials say that inequity for farm workers comes in the form of language barriers, lack of regular access to primary health care, especially if they're undocumented, and even lack of internet access in rural areas. There's also vaccine misinformation, lots of it. Trinidad Solis is a public health physician with the Fresno County Department of Public Health, which serves some 70,000 farm workers.
There's several myths that are circulating in our community, one of them being that perhaps the vaccines can integrate into our DNA or that there's a microchip in them.
Officials say undocumented workers are particularly worried about the microchip rumor, that they'll be tracked and deported. Of course, that's not true. Ricardo Castorena is the source of the music at the vaccination drive. He's a roving DJ with a popular radio station here called Radio Lazer. His job is to do outreach with farm workers, and he's heard practically all of the myths circulating out there.
So I've heard lots of little stories. I've heard that, you know, the vaccine has glass in it. You name it, I have heard it. And my job is to convince people otherwise.
Castorena travels farm to farm to do his convincing. The music attracts the farm workers, and then he tells them about vaccination events nearby.
I told them, if you get vaccinated, I'm going to throw your farm a carne asada party. So now I had to go have a carne asada party in the middle of a field, which I've done many times. But there's always these funny ways to get to convince them, right? Because we're, in our culture, la fiesta is everything.
Public health officials know this kind of culturally sensitive and personal outreach can work. And it did work for Bertha Garnica, who got vaccinated at the Selma event. She was initially skeptical, as she explained to me through her face mask.
My husband and I, at the beginning, we didn't believe in the vaccine. I was worried about it. What if my blood changes? What if I get cancer in the future? You know, those things.
But Garnica heard from local health experts. They showed her how the vaccines work and convinced her they were safe. Then she thought about something else, the upcoming summer months and the blazing heat in California's Central Valley.
And imagine having the mask and being working at the fields with this weather coming up. It's going to be very hard. So I said, it's time for me to get my vaccine because the weather is going to get very hot. And with the mask on, I don't think I'm going to make it.
Garnica was relatively easy to convince. Public health experts say they know they'll soon be left with people who are more reticent. Here in California's agricultural heartland, they're preparing to ramp up their efforts. Officials say they'll even go door to door if they have to. In Selma, California, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.